Other questions?
I have a question about the dose dense regimen. Do you feel comfortable, or would you ever consider switching to EC instead of AC, especially in light of the fact that there was a recent metastatic data comparing AC to EC head-to-head, and actually the response rate, not the overall survival, but the response rate was significantly better with EC.
And how much E would you give?
100.
Yeah. My bias about epirubicin is that when you give the real dose, you lose the advantage of epirubicin. I mean, I use it in metastatic disease, low dose, and could avoid alopecia, and I don't do it very often, to be honest with you. But in the adjuvant setting, you need to give a dose of 9800, and I've not been impressed that when you start using that dose, you have any advantage over doxorubicin. And since there is a difference in cost between the two drugs, if there's not a difference in efficacy and if there's not a difference in toxicity, why use epirubicin? So that's my bias.
It's going to become generic, like in a couple of months.
Well, hopefully that'll make a difference. Okay.